The governor's budget, which includes a 3% increase in school aid, a 2-year property tax freeze, and phased-in business tax cuts, offers something for everyone in a year where Cuomo and all 213 members of the legislature are up for re-election.
It's not a package that has been put together to provoke. It's a package that has been put together to pass.
Cuomo offered more details of a $2 billion education bond act to go before voters in November. It would in part pay for better internet access and iPads. And Cuomo announced a plan for universal pre-kindergarten in New York to be phased in over the next 5 years and worth $1.5 billion when it's fully funded.
The state will pay for it, and the state will be proud to pay for it. It's a priority. We believe in children. We believe in pre-K. We believe in education. Let's put our money where our mouth is, and let's make it a reality.
Cuomo's pre-K proposal could solve a conundrum for the governor. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio campaigned on providing universal pre-kindergarten. He wanted to fund it by a new tax he's seeking on wealthy New Yorkers. But Cuomo has said he does not want to raise taxes this year. By providing a funding plan, the governor could resolve the issue. But Mayor de Blasio, speaking before the budget presentation, seemed reluctant to give up on his plan to use a dedicated tax revenue source to fund pre-K.
I have a mandate from the people to pursue this plan, and I'm going to pursue this plan. And of course, we'll be respectful and communicative, but this is the plan that will work for the people of the city.
Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver suggests a compromise. He says perhaps pre-K could be funded in part by both sources, state funding and an additional tax on the wealthy.
Maybe a tax would only be needed for part of what's overall needed. You have to see the plan.
The governor also detailed his tax cut plans. New Yorkers making up to $500,000 a year would get a credit on their income taxes if their local governments and schools hold spending to below 2% a year. They would also have to agree to consolidate services in the second year of the plan.
It's an opportunity to fundamentally address the structural cause of high property taxes.
A cut in business taxes, including the corporate tax rate and a lower estate tax, would be phased in between now and 2017. In fact, many of the proposals in the budget do not fully take effect for several more years. The state does not currently have enough money to pay for them all. But the governor and his budget officials believe that if they continue to hold spending to 2% a year or lower, the state will have an over $2 billion surplus in 3 years, enough to pay for the tax cuts, pre-kindergarten, and other programs. The leader of the Republicans in the state Senate, Dean Skello, says he'd like to see the tax cuts happen even faster.
To stimulate this economy and move it in the right direction, if there are ways that we can accelerate things, I think it is what we should do.
The governor also called for ethics reform in his budget. He includes public campaign financing, though he did not name a dollar amount or identify a funding source. He says he does want $5.3 million to fund an independent enforcement unit to police campaign violations. He says the string of indictments, arrests, and investigations of lawmakers is tarnishing everyone.
It's a drip, drip, drip of these negative one-off stories, and it has to be addressed.
And even though it's not exactly a spending item, the governor called for legislation to fix the troubled implementation of the new Common Core standards in schools, saying the rollout by the State Board of Regents has been flawed. Cuomo also called for a ban on standardized testing of school children in kindergarten through the second grade. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.